Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By, and we are all about the thriving. Actually, we've been called the vibe of thrive. Hello, Mr. Benny.
Adley Dooley.
How you doing? Busy, busy, busy.
Yep.
Well, you know what? We got a great show coming up
cool.
here.
Cool. What do we have?
We have a great show. Have you ever thought to yourself, am I living my true purpose?
Yes.
I know you have.
Oh, okay.
When I was your age, I didn't even think about that.
Really?
I know. Isn't that something? It's sad, actually.
It must be all this wonderful programming I listen to.
It is.
So at my age now, where you could have been. All right.
I absolutely think.
All right.
I mean, honestly, Benny, between you and me, how many years we've been doing this since 2003 or
long
four?
Long time, kid. Long time.
And if you're not picking something up along the way... Uh-oh.
Yeah, right? You should.
Yeah, there you go.
It works for you.
And then I'm not the only show that Benny, he produces here. He starts his day very early in the morning, gets it kicked up early in the morning, goes through a bunch of hosts and a bunch of shows and a bunch of interviews. And yeah, I guess you would think about
that.
Yeah,
about up to about 22 shows.
I know.
That I end up linking together, which is... kind of keeps me on my toes from time to time.
So. And what's really interesting about you is when we're doing the show, you're here and you got your headphones on. You don't get up and walk out of the room because you know all of the hosts would throw something at you.
Well, from time to time, I kind of have to. I have to answer phones and stuff like that.
Exactly.
But, yeah,
exactly.
I make it work. I make it work.
You do. I am so excited about this show today. Discover how to remove the obstacles that are preventing you from finding and living your true purpose. And boy, do I know about those obstacles. Joining me here today, modern day mystic Eliza Mata Dalyan. Now, I got to meet Mata, a bunch of years ago. She's actually a host on Transformation Talk Radio. But more importantly, she is an incredible, incredible conduit for healing and wholeness and wellness and connecting and much more than that. Her phenomenal Healing into Consciousness 8-week online course is transformative. She's joining me here today because this is really a very interesting time we live in. You know, all sorts of people are finding out that they're getting pulled or pushed or prodded or moved to take some kind of action. Today, we're going to talk about what it means to find and live your true purpose. You're going to hear some very, very cool things. But, you know, when we get to really have a conversation with Eliza Mata Dalyan and we get to have this conversation about why she is called a mystic, a visionary, a spiritual guide, an internationally acclaimed master healer, 7-time award-winning author of In Search of the Miraculous, Healing into Consciousness. We get to take a journey with her about what it means to clear the path for our true nature to show up. She's also the creator of the No Yes Active Meditation CD. I actually did that this morning. And Transcending the Fear of Death and the Unknown. All of this and much more. She is the founder of the Dalyan Method. And you're going to hear about that today as well for health and consciousness. Because we have this earth skin that we wear is just an incredible, miraculous thing. And now how do we couple that with our spirit and our calling and much more to come to this place of completeness? So thank you so much for joining us here today. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show.
Oh, hello, Dr. Pat. Thank you so much for the wonderful introduction.
You know, Benny and I were just chatting. I hope you were listening to that. Because we both have these two kind of different cycles in life that we've kind of been down. And I would love to hear this, hear your take on this. I made a comment that, you know, when I was kind of his age and so forth, I wasn't really thinking about my true purpose. I was really living a day-to-day life. I didn't even know that there was such a thing as finding a true purpose. And we were just talking about this, and Benny does think about it. You know, how is it that I can make a statement where I don't think I was in search of my true purpose, and yet Benny has? Or was it that I just wasn't aware of it, or did I block it out?
Well, I think it's probably, I would say, lack of education, not aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because life gives us all the same opportunities. And based on the circumstances, if we're in an environment that is aware and brings that awareness of life and the reason we're here, so we start asking the questions, then obviously we get educated early on. But unfortunately, 99% of humanity does not get the proper education early on.
Mm.
And when I say proper education is, first of all, we need to be put into notice that life is temporary from the very, very early stage of our life, so that we understand, okay, if I have only this much time on this planet, then I want to make the best out of it and the most out of it, and I want to know what is my purpose, why am I here, what can I do to become more conscious for myself and also become a contributor. How can I explore my creativity and my potential and do it in this short time instead of wasting my energy and my time on very mundane and not so important things?
What are some of the indicators for people that are listening of folks not on their life purpose? What kind of symptoms, so to speak, show up?
Well, I think generally speaking, one symptom that everybody has is fear. And it's the fear of death. It's the fear of losing our attachments.
Mm.
It's the fear of taking risks. It's the fear of living fully. And that is a common, I call it a disease, because really, in our true nature, if we're really aware and conscious, we don't need to be afraid. On the contrary, we should be excited to take risks. We should be excited to explore new terrains and excited to dream as big as we want.
You know, I love having these conversations with you. And I want to go back and take a little, you know, journey down your soul's path for a minute. You know, sometimes we do shows like this and you do your weekly show, and you know, people see us and they wonder, what was your journey like, Dr. Pat? And I wonder, I'm so curious, Mona, what was your journey like? How would you characterize your journey?
I would say everything on my journey has been, everything that's happened has been a blessing.
Mm.
And even things that haven't been so pleasant, even they have been a blessing, because everything is there to help me find myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I say this pretty much on every show. The beginning of my journey was very profound in a sense that I witnessed my grandfather's death. And I'm talking about death a lot these days, because I think that's where the core issue is, and that's where the transformation into greater consciousness can happen globally. But we need to look at it. We cannot just look, you know, somewhere else and hope to be transformed. And this is what helped me in my journey, that I realized my life is temporary here, and I needed to then know the questions to who I was, who am I, what am I doing here, what is my purpose here. And it's interesting, when you listen to Deepak Chopra, he uses those same questions a lot when he talks.
Right.
And unless we start asking those questions, we can't really find the answer, because obviously, you know, if we don't look in the right direction, it's impossible to find the answer. We need to focus our energies into mm-hmm. those questions. And that's what helped me to in a way, realize that I'm only here temporarily. And as a matter of fact, the awareness of death is what also helped the Buddha to become a Buddha.
Let's talk about this in a couple different ways, because we certainly, as a society, are learning about the death of many things. And I want to ask us to talk about this, because, there are people that are finding, for example, the death of a career. You know, I work for this company 20 years or something, and guess what? I no longer have a job. The death of what they thought was the American dream. You know, for a lot of people, you know, this is what I've lived, you know, the white picket fence, the house, the cars, and there's sort of a death of that. There seems to be a many of these endings. And I want to ask you while we go to break, is it necessary for us to have these deaths, so to speak, in order for us to shake up the idea that there is a purpose, that there is something that perhaps we should be doing or looking at? Let's take a short break, everyone. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. I want to make sure all of you know that we have the phone lines open. If you would like to chime in and get a question on the table, you can do that by giving us a call at 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. Or if you have a question, send it to our instant feedback where you can ask a question at the drpatshow.com or transformationtalkradio.com. Just on the right-hand side, ask your question. We'll be right back with my very special guest, Eliza Mata Dalyan. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Wow. Are you on your life purpose? Do you know what it is? Do you know how to find out? Well, that's why we're doing this show today. But we've got a couple of really cool announcements that will help you along the way. Eliza Mata Dalyan joining us here today. Mata, would you please let folks know, first of all, what you've got planned to help folks get to that place where they can explore their life purpose? And more importantly, you know, engage in life in a fulfilled way.
Well, in terms of programs, what I have coming up is an 8-week online course, which is very profound in a way that we're going to be looking directly into each person's body and energy and see what are the blocks that are preventing them from actually being free, and what are the blocks that are preventing them from taking the risks in life and living their fullness. So I'll be looking in each chakra, and week after week, so every week we'll look at specific chakra, and I'll be identifying the repressed beliefs in the chakra and giving each person an opportunity or direction to how they can work through that, the issues. Because this is the time where we need to start unblocking from all the beliefs and conditionings that keep us enslaved. And this workshop or this course is basically to do that. And we're also incorporate active meditations, different ones each week, and the group blog. So it's a very focused and very down-to-earth and no-nonsense type of 8 weeks that is very transformative. Starts at the end of October, October 30th. And, of course, do you want me to tell a couple of other things?
Yes.
On my website, for people who buy the book In Search of the Miraculous and Noyes Active Meditation CD, they get a free teleclass with me. And, again, I'll be answering people's questions and look into their issues and tell them exactly what I see is blocking and give them suggestions. And lastly, there is for people who sign up for my newsletter, they get a free power shake recipe, which is powerful in a way. That's why it's called power uh-huh. shake recipe, because you the ingredients help to boost your energy, and it's taken in the morning. I use it when I do my intensives, and people love it, and then they continue taking it afterwards. I've been using that for the past 15 years with people, and basically substitutes breakfast. So you don't really, you know, stuff yourself with dead food like toast, but get this live food that boosts your energy, and you wouldn't even feel hungry till lunchtime. So that comes free. You can get a free once you subscribe to the newsletter.
That's great. You know, I was talking with you during the break, and thank you for sharing that. I mean, one of the things that I said before the break was, you know, that there are people that are seeing things come to an end, not just the lives of their loved ones and others, but, you know, things in their life that one of the listeners emailed me and said that some of the losses that she's experiencing right now are the equivalent to losing a loved one. And that level of pain, I mean, it just brings tears to your eyes to know that people are at a place where they're either in the throes of loss, have been through the throes of loss, or are afraid that they will lose something, you see? And mm-hmm. so I wanted to ask you, what are some of the things or things that have to be cleared out? Because if we're accumulating more and more and more of this stuff, right? More of this pain. Don't we have to get rid of that as well now?
Well, first of all, we need to see what is in the root of the pain, what okay. causes the pain. Because unless we get into the root, we cannot really change anything. Transformation mm-hmm. is not possible.
Okay.
And in the root of this is our attachments, is our misconceptions and misunderstanding, or desire to keep everything permanent. And we need to, this situation now is actually, without this, what is happening on the planet now, we couldn't have come to that global transformation that we're all hoping for, because we need to learn. Life is an opportunity to learn, to start understanding that we have to let go of everything. We cannot really keep anything that could be permanent. The only thing that is permanent is our awareness, our consciousness. And that's what we need to find. And this is what very few people are really looking to find, who am I? And in a way, people who lose things, I would say you are blessed, because life gives you an opportunity to actually understand that you need to learn to let go. You need to learn that life is temporary, that before death comes, if you can start learning that, then with that understanding, then you can start taking risks, because you cannot take risks if you're attached to something. You have to let go of something in order to come into something new. And you know, we did a show on Steve Jobs the other day, and his life and his death is almost like so timely in a way that it brought another level of understanding to people now, especially people who are struggling, especially with his story, how he got booted out of Apple, yeah. the company he founded, and 10 years later came back into it. But it was such a blessing those 10 years, because then he created the software that later on needed to be part of the Apple computer. So life is very mysterious. We need to learn to trust. So this is another thing that we don't do. We don't learn. We're not taught to trust. And once we start trusting life, we'll know that there's a greater wisdom that takes care of us. And sometimes things that we don't understand, or we struggle with, or we try not to accept, are the exact things that we need to start accepting and trusting, because this is where existence is trying to give us a gift indirectly.
You know, it was someone, I was interviewing someone the other day, and we had an interesting conversation about faith and hope. And I wanted to ask you the relationship between faith and trust.
Well, to me, trust is the ultimate faith.
Oh.
Because if you trust in existence, then you can say, like the natives, you know, have that wisdom. And they say, today is a good day to die.
Yeah.
So that means I'm living moment to moment my life, and I'm living it fully. Because only a person who lives fully can say, today is a good day to die.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't lived your life fully, of course you're going to have a hard time with letting go and trusting and surrendering. So those are the things that create pain. Those are the things that create suffering. Not that existence wants us to suffer. No, it's just we create our own suffering.
One of the things that, you know, that people are thinking about these days is, how do I create this incredible change in my life? How do I have this shift in consciousness? How do I do this? And a lot of information has come out regarding the mind, thoughts, the movie, The Secret. What role does the mind play in all of this?
Well, the mind is the first step. So through the mind, you can say, okay, I'm learning things, I intellectually understand things, but then that's not enough. The next step is to actually understand that the mind is the problem.
I knew you were going to say that.
You know, if we try to change the negative thought patterns into positive thought patterns, that's good. We will balance our energy somewhat. But then we need to step out of the mind altogether, because our creativity, our purpose, our life is within that space of inner consciousness, not in the mind. And this is what many people shy away from. They think, well, if I don't think, then there's nothing that I can achieve. But that's not true. The real vision arises from the consciousness within, from that empty space within. And that's where the power is, too. That's why I say to people, if you want to change your life, first start learning to look inside and find yourself. Because once you find yourself, all your insecurities will start dropping. All your dependence on the outside world will stop dropping. You'll start realizing that I have the power. You'll start realizing I have all the answers inside me. And you'll come across your own potential and creativity, which will say, well, if one door is closed, another door is going to open. I'm going to stay open and look inside and to see what other vision that I can have to step into the new. Because unless we let go of the old and the past, the new is not possible.
Well, when we come back from break, we're going to be talking with Mata about the new. What is it, this true purpose? What is it that we can see towards the future by staying in the present? We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. You know, for many of you that are listening, I don't know if you've kind of been down the path that I've been down, which was, all right, do I have to be going through these serious obstacles in order for me to pay attention to true purpose, to my life, to what things are about? You know, do I really need to go down the road of ending relationships, of careers, of job loss? Do I have to do that in order to change? And I think that part of the conversation has gotten to the place that not only does change have to be hard, but change has to be complicated or difficult. Eliza Mata Dalian is joining me here today because her work is profound. And, you know, today we're trying to explain how she has helped countless people around the world with this notion of healing, with this notion of raising consciousness. And so, you know, the question, Mata, and thank you so much for joining me here today. You know, the question is whether this is myth or magic, meaning, you know, can I give up this way of change in my life to find my purpose? Because we have these little stories that everything has to be hard, it has to be painful, and it has to be long and drawn out.
Yes, up to now, that's how we've lived, and that's why people haven't really wanted to do the inner work, because doing inner work is hard. It's not easy to look into the unconscious and start peeling away those layers. And I'm actually very happy to say that this is the magic key, my method, that everything sort of is given to us when the time is ready and when existence feels that this person is the right vehicle that can manifest something. So this method actually comes in this important time in our human transformation because it simplifies everything. It makes the journey not only easy, but exciting. And it does it very quickly. So this is why I say it's a magic key, because we can actually move through things very quickly. And what I discovered through this method, or as I was working with people, you know, as it developed, was that pretty much everybody has repressed their thoughts and their emotions. And why did we repress it? It's because our social conditioning say that it's not appropriate to say what you feel. It's not appropriate to be true to yourself. And you have to watch not to hurt other people, et cetera, et cetera. So because of those conditionings, we have all become artificial. And the difficulty and our suffering is there because we're so artificial. So this method goes into those repressions, all those thoughts and emotions that people have repressed year after year after year, and all the beliefs that they have formed through their lifetimes and the conditions that they've adopted, and starts bringing those things out to the surface very quickly and allows those things to be released from the entire body. And once it's released, magically consciousness starts seeing those things as illusion. For example, if somebody feels insecure and is afraid to speak up, and those fears actually are literally expressed out, then the person suddenly steps out of those beliefs and sees them as not real anymore. And this is where the actual awareness and a sensation and a knowing and a feeling of I am powerful and I don't need to give my power away. It's my life and I can live it the way I want. Suddenly that comes in, and with that you can't go back anymore. You cannot start believing what you saw that was actually just a made-up illusion. And with that, then there's possibility of going deeper and deeper into other layers, into other areas in the body and in the unconscious. And this is where the excitement begins. And you go, well, I want to get stronger. I want to go deeper inside myself so I can actually find what is it that I have come to do here? What is my purpose? This is how we find our purpose. This is what we need to do. We've done sort of the kindergarten work. We've, you know, played with played house as in the spiritual sort of sense of the world, you know, the spirituality up to now was like playing house. And now we actually have graduated where we can take some serious steps. And this method helps people to mature.
I want to ask you about something because I'm listening to you, and I'm kind of reflecting upon myself in some of the things that I've done over the past 15 years, really a completely different direction of my life. And, you know, some of the decisions that I made last year to start a network and so forth. You know, one of the things that I'm struck by is this idea of risk. And we're hearing a lot about this risk. You know, what are you willing to risk? The people that are Occupy Wall Street people, they have a lot to risk by being out there in the public. They could get arrested. You know, there's a lot to risk by leaving your job and maybe following your life's calling. This term has come up a lot. And, you know, I got to tell you, Mata, I'm not sure where it fits in the scheme of things because, you know, I look at some of the things I've done over the past 8 years. Saying yes to radio is one of them because that was clearly not on my radar. And it felt very natural to me. But, boy, I scared the you-know-what out of everybody around me, thinking that I went off the deep end, that I needed to go into therapy or something. How could I throw away my life and my career and my experience and da-da-da-da-da-da, and I should be getting a... You know what I'm trying to say here?
Yeah, well, and you followed your calling, as Joseph Campbell says, because somewhere inside you, you mature to a place where you know that if I don't do this, I'm going to die.
Yeah.
A part of me is going to die. So it's almost like this is where you become almost, you start getting in tune with existence in a way without even knowing. Mm. Because you start feeling that I cannot not do it.
Mm.
So taking a risk does not become such a, you know, a threatening big issue. It's just you know that I have to do it. I cannot not do it. And this is where you take that step. Mm-hmm. And of course, initially, the mind would say, well, you know, what if this and what if that? And the mind creates all the, you know, insecurities.
Right.
But something deeper inside you knows that this is the right thing to do. And this is what I was trying to explain.
Yeah.
Is as you start releasing those conditionings that come from the mind, you start getting in touch with that inner strength that knows I need to do this no matter what.
I think that this is really the, you know, a part of a core element of your work, clearly. And had I known you at some of these critical points of time, I think I could have avoided a lot of things, including, you know, my body really not functioning well, et cetera. Because if we don't find a way to express ourselves, my gosh, we're bottling all this stuff up. We've just got it all inside of us. I mean, isn't this the kind of thing that is just wearing people down?
It's exactly right. And also what we do, the next thing that we do is we bottle all our emotions and thoughts inside our bodies and try to actually make changes with our mind, which is where we waste all our energy. And we try to do it through imagination or affirmation, et cetera, but it's just like working with the surface layer and never going down.
Well, you know, I mean, there's kind of like a little joke about some of this. I mean, it's not funny, but it is kind of, you know, when I think about myself. I mean, all of the affirmations in the world were not going to keep my relationship together. As a matter of fact, the affirmations that I was saying were the exact thing that needed to happen in my life and my relationship. Isn't that interesting? Not the outcome that I thought that I wanted, but so often we go through loss, which actually turns out, like you mentioned with Steve Jobs, that actually turns out to be sort of the portal to the next level of our lives and consciousness, right? And so the question then becomes, how do we help each other to get through that portal? Do you know what I'm saying, Mata? It's like, wow, yeah. If I would have known your work earlier in life, certainly getting through that portal would have been a lot easier. You know, let's talk about this when we come back from break. I don't know if people know about, you know, I don't know if, Mata, you know the Star Trek series that was on TV, the original Star Trek and the other ones.
I love the Star Trek series.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're going to relate to this. Here's what I want you to help us with when we come back. You know the transporter device they have, right, where they can transport? Okay, so you know that if the transporter is working well, your whole body gets transported from one place to the next. But if the transporter, and they've had a couple of episodes of this, Star Trek, right, where the transporter thing wasn't working real well, and the people just didn't make it to the other side.
They
did not make it. I mean, this is really the portal I'm talking about. You know, some of us have gotten that transporter that exactly didn't bring us to where we are in exactly the way we wanted to get there. And I want to talk about how what you have given to the world is doing that to help us get from where we are today to where we want to go in one piece and more. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back with my very, very special guest joining me here today, Eliza Mata Dalyan. We'll be right back.
Brakes in a bus, brakes on a car, brakes to make you a superstar, brakes to win and brakes to lose, but these here brakes rock your shoes, and these are the brakes. Break it up, break it up, break it up.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. If you've missed any part of this, go to drpatlive.com. Joining me here today, Eliza Mata Dalyan, and we are going to give you her website again. Before we jump into our Star Trek segment, Mata, why don't you give everybody your website again? Let them know how they can find out about your 8-week online course and the book and much more.
MataDalyan.com. Or healingintoconsciousness.com, all one word. And there's a lot of information on the website. There's links to almost about 40 YouTube video clips where I also do little tidbits of demonstration of how what I was talking about works. And the calendar of events, which will have all the events there, including the radio show segments on Transformation Talk Radio and much more.
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting because, you know, this whole transporter idea now has sort of, you know, leaked into my brain here for a moment. But, you know, there have been times where change in my life has felt like that episode of Star Trek where something happens with the transporter thing and the peeps don't make it exactly in one piece over, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm, I don't know who you are listening to the show, but you've got to be thinking about sometimes in your life when you tried to get from point A to point B and feel like part of you just didn't make the trip. You know what I'm saying, Mata?
Yeah, and I think that's the sad part, that we, you know, so many people don't make the trip. So many people don't make it to the other side, so to speak. And rampantly, so many people die unconsciously. And my mother is one of them. She's in a hospital right now, and they're medicating her. And she's completely unconscious, and she's 81 years old. And to me, that's a suffering that she doesn't need to go through.
Mm.
You know, and this is the system. This is how the system works.
Yeah.
And I was in full agreement. I talked to the doctor, and, you know, I said, well, whatever is going to help her not to suffer. And he himself was very happy to hear that I was suggesting, you know, to find a ways for her not to suffer. So suddenly he said, because she had a brain damage, so she had an accident. She has a brain damage. Mm-hmm. She's not recovering. And he said, well, he can make her more comfortable, move her to palliative care, et cetera. But my sisters, they just panicked because to them, you know, death is a big deal. So then situations like that, you need to remember not to be so selfish. It's not about you. It's about what is more appropriate for the other person.
Yes.
You know, and this is part of, you know, that what we started the show with. We address this point of death. And if we know that this is not the end of my life, my life continues, I'm eternally here. And just like a used, you know, car that doesn't work anymore, I have to drop that car and look for a new one. There comes a time we need to drop our body and look for a new one. And there also comes a time we need to change jobs. We need to let go of something to step into the new. And this is a continual process. You know, right now we're entering autumn and the leaves are falling from the trees.
Right.
And springtime, the new leaves will come. Nature shows us every step how existence is. But in our blindness, we just don't want to pay attention. We don't want to accept those things. And this is where we start suffering. And in order to, you know, to get into that space of being transported into something new, we need to take that risk and say, okay, I trust that even if I might not know, I haven't experienced this, but at least intellectually, okay, I understand what you're saying. So I'm gonna take a deep breath and say, okay, well, I trust that this is not the end. Something else is gonna open up for me. And my motto has always been, if existence needs me here, it will find a way to take care of me.
Mm. Wow, I love that. I love that. You know, I'm so struck by what you just said. If existence needs to have me here, it'll find, if existence needs for me to be here, it'll find a way for, to have me here. I love this because, you know, somebody said to me the other day, well, actually it was about a month ago. They said, you know, I've known you for a really long time. You're like one of the luckiest people I've ever met. And I thought about that, and they were referring to a couple of situations. Benny and I have one thing in common. We both ride motorcycles. I rode motorcycles at a very young age.
Wow.
Yeah, my whole family. My dad used to build them in my mom's living room, so we're motorcycle people. And so I remember being very young. I didn't have a driver's license. I had a motorcycle license, and I was driving. And I took a turn where the sign said 10 miles per hour, right? And I remember taking that turn, right? And I had somebody on the back of the bike. And I remember taking that turn. Okay, I'm not going to tell you how fast I was going, but it wasn't 10 miles an hour. And the person on the back of the bike got afraid. And what you don't ever want to do is when you're in the middle of a turn, jerk yourself upright.
Oh, man.
You do not want to do
that.
Where
this is going.
And, Mata, I think one of the things that many of us, you know, get a sense of is that feeling, right? Because you're talking about a feeling as well, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That feeling in the gut of your stomach, something that is saying to you in that nanosecond, oh, my gosh, this could be over now.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have words. You're not having a conversation with anyone. But then mm-hmm. you hear another voice that, as you said, this existence that wants us to be here, you get another little bit of information just as quickly, which gives you a solution. Now,
yeah.
Isn't your work about helping us hear these voices, hear this existence keeping us here, so that we can find our true purpose? Obviously, I'm still here. That was not my day to die. But mm-hmm. I'll tell you, I had a nanosecond where I could almost taste death. Do you see what I'm saying?
And that's such a blessed second. Because when the real death comes, you know, this is that portal that takes you, once you can move through that with consciousness, then you realize that I do not die.
Mm.
Because what's afraid to die? It's the ego that is afraid to die.
Mm.
And yes, that's precisely my work in a way that once, you know, all the beliefs and all this garbage of accumulated thoughts is removed, that you start getting in touch with that inner voice, that inner clarity, your vision. And this is where I have worked with, actually, I'm reminded, I've worked with a child of 9 years old who was scared because her mom had been seeing me as well. And this 9-year-old child, through the process, as I worked with her, she came to the awareness, once we released that fear, she came to the awareness that actually she does not die and nobody else dies.
Mm. Oh,
and
my gosh,
that,
at
there
nine.
Was such a, mm. Imagine a 9-year-old.
Yeah.
So imagine a life of that 9-year-old after having understood and seen, not just intellectually, but actually with her own consciousness, having seen that nobody dies and I don't die, so I don't need to be afraid.
So you then live a life that is so fulfilled and so absolutely divinely orchestrated that obstacles don't have a chance to get in.
That's right. And even if there are obstacles, because life always is going to give us obstacles.
I know.
Our attitude toward those obstacles will be different.
I love it. Mata, thank you so much for joining me here today. Incredible show. Wow. I hope you all heard something today that will put you directly in front of your life purpose. Thank you for tuning us in, turning us on. We'll see you next time on the Dr. Pat Show.